This is Mark Strassman, reporter with Broadband Over Powerline World. We're about to speak to Chris Ohlert, who's a spokesperson for Con Edison in New York. Welcome to Broadband Over Powerline.
Thank you.
World. What I wanted you to tell us specifically was whether or not the recent sale of the consolidated the Con Ed Communications Division to FiberNet had any effect at all on the ongoing trial at Con Ed involving Broadband Over Powerline.
No, it did not.
It did not.
The Broadband Over Powerline is a research and development project of Con Edison Company of New York, Inc.
Okay.
That's the regulated utility in New York City and Westchester County that serves 3 million electric, 1 million gas customers, and steam customers on the island of Manhattan. Where this R&D project, in conjunction with Ambient, is being done is in Westchester County. We've put the power line over communications ambient equipment up on our secondary and primary in just north of New York City, and we've been monitoring the system. Con Edison's interest in this at the moment is primarily for utility applications.
In other words, to help you manage your system.
Absolutely, to monitor the system, to monitor our equipment, and to maintain reliability for Con Edison's electric customers.
When did the trial start?
Approximately 2.5 years ago.
Okay, and how has it been rolled out to any residential or business users for their broadband
use? We are within the
use?
Next month going to, in conjunction with Earthlink, which is the ISP. Con Edison is not an ISP.
Right.
In conjunction with Earthlink, we will be offering it to customers on a limited basis to test the viability of the system.
Do you have any details about what it's going to cost and what kind of speeds are going to be available to them?
At the moment, I don't. I'm sorry, Mark. I don't know that one.
I just looked at a filing with the FCC. So you're saying that Con Ed, which is not an ISP, is contracted with Earthlink, which is, to provide the billing and the other administrative services?
Well, it's going to be free to it's going to be offered free to customers as part of our R&D project.
Oh, and how many people are eligible to sign up?
Several hundred, approximately 400.
Okay. I reported yesterday on a filing that Earthlink's attorney in Washington had filed with the FCC saying that they didn't think BPL was a viable option for residential or business use. As obviously one part of the company is not talking to the other?
I don't know about that.
Okay, but
I can't address that at the moment.
But it is Earthlink that you're working with.
It is.
And when's that project going to start?
Within the next month or so, which is going to start to be phased in.
Okay, and if it goes well, what kind of predisposition does the company have to possibly roll it out more widely? Or what criteria
are you going to wait to see? We will study it. As I said, it's part of a research and development project.
Do you know how long it's going to run before you...
Approximately 6 months.
6 months, okay. And that's, is there any way you can tell us how big the arrangement is between Consolidated Edison and Ambient for the equipment? Did they sell it to you or lease it to you?
No, the Ambient provides the equipment. We provide the lines.
Okay.
We are development partners with Ambient.
So essentially no money is changing hands. It's just a cooperative project in which they provide the equipment and you the lines.
Yes, but we are partial owners in Ambient.
Oh, you're partial? Are you?
Yes, we are development partners.
Oh, okay. So how big is that contract or arrangement?
Mark, again, I don't know that one by heart.
Okay. And is Earthlink volunteering its contribution here?
You'd have to
here?
Talk to Earthlink. Those fine points I don't know.
Okay. Well,
I'm sorry. There's some pieces, Mark, I just don't know.
That's all right. You've been very helpful anyway. Thank you very much.
All right. I hope I have been.
Okay, bye.
Be well.